Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. And with your help, together we can end hunger. Join the movement at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for Thursday, June 6, 2024. And believe it or not, we have a special guest. Here's your headset.
Oh, thank you.
Yep, you got my text message, didn't you?
I did get your text message, yes.
Okay, good. Now you can just sit there. And I can help you wear the headset, okay? Help you put it on. Or do you know how that works?
I just twist this down, yeah.
Yeah, basically you twist it down and you put it on like that. So there you go.
Excellent.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. So what's your name?
My name is Daniel.
Hi, how are you doing, Daniel?
I am doing great. How
Guess
are you?
Guess what? You're on the air on Turkey Fox Radio.
That is awesome to hear.
Good. Basically, this is a station for Pokemon fans by Pokemon fans. And we're basically... And then we also do an on-demand podcast as well. I think we're recording it right now. Let me double-check. Yep, it's recording right now, I think. Yeah, see right here? We played the IDET earlier. It says Turkey Fox Radio, the station for Pokemon fans by Pokemon fans. It's more genuine that way. But anyway, basically what we're going to do for this segment, we're going to start things off by reading the weather. And this is how we do it. We get it from our website here. We just gotta wait for it to load here. It's actually loading pretty quick, actually, this time. See, even I got my own website. Always gotta have your own website for everything like this. You can see right here, right now in Dallas, it's 57 degrees outside with clear sky. Which, that's what it's looking like outside right now. And then later today, let me see if I can hover over this. Kind of looks few clouds, 77 high, 50 low. Friday, it's going to be also few clouds with 79 high, 48 low. Saturday, looks like it's going to be cloudy. I'll just say it's cloudy. Well, overcast, but close enough. It'll be 75 high, 50 low. And then on Sunday, it's going to be clear sky. It's going to be sunny, actually, with 75 high, 48 low. Monday will also be sunny with 73 high, 43 low. Tuesday will be also sunny with 70 high, 46 low. And Wednesday will be 70 high, 43 low. On Wednesday, that is. And that's the weather for you guys.
That's what I like to hear. That's some good weather there, isn't it?
It sure is, yeah. But yeah, so you live in Newburgh, right?
I do live in Newburgh, yes.
That's cool, yeah. That's like a 45-minute drive, like you said.
Yeah, depending on traffic, be 45, can be 50.
You said it's a nice drive, right?
It's a real nice drive, especially on a bright, sunny day like today.
Cool.
Very enjoyable.
Great. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Anyway, let's see if we can read some news now. Oh, check this out. The Los Angeles Lakers are targeting UConn coach Jen Hurley for head coach position. It's a report. Have you heard... Do you like the Los Angeles Lakers?
I'm going to be real with you. I don't know much about sports. But I do know that that picture of that guy's mouth is way too wide open.
It is. I can tell you that much.
He does not look happy.
That's Connecticut head coach Dan Hurley, who is reacting during the second half of an NCAA college basketball game against Georgetown back on February 10th of this year in Washington.
I'm assuming he's not reacting well.
Seems that way, yeah. Now, the Los Angeles Lakers are trying to lure UConn coach Dan Hurley to the NBA now. The Lakers... Thank you, David. Okay. Walmart.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Alright. Anyway, we'll just go ahead and start over. Basically, what I was trying to say was the Los Angeles Lakers are trying to lure UConn coach Dan Hurley to the NBA. And the Lakers are targeting the Huskies coach to be their next coach. According to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, I think that's what it says.
That's quite the last name, isn't it?
It is. UConn has won back-to-back NCAA tournaments under Hurley over the last two seasons, and the Lakers are preparing a massive long-term contract offer to bring Hurley to the NBA. The Lakers are looking for a new head coach after firing Darvinham following their first-round loss to the Denver Nuggets.
That's quite the team name, the Denver Nuggets.
It sure is, yeah. There have been plenty of names mentioned regarding the Lakers' search, with former NBA player and Duke star J.J. Redick at the top of the list. They have reportedly interviewed a number of candidates, including Redick, Denver Nuggets assistant coach David Alderman, Boston Celtics assistant Sam Cassell, and Charlotte Hornets assistant James Borrego. But however, Hurley has been the top target for the Lakers, and negotiations are expected to escalate in the coming days. Hurley, 51, I think that's his age, would lead a team that includes LeBron James and Anthony Davis as its cornerstones. The Lakers believe that they have the pieces in place to make another run at the NBA title, and Hurley is the coach who can guide the squad now. James, who's turning 41 in December now, is expected to pick up his player option and return to the Lakers next season. The Lakers are also committed to making Anthony Davis a significant part of the conversation to hire a new coach to make sure they are in definite agreement with how he'll be used on offense and defense. James has been impressed with Hurley's sophisticated offensive actions during his time with the Huskies, according to the reports. James also praised Hurley on social media following the coach's appearance on a podcast with Redick on April 19th. He said, "Oh, I'm still going to regret saying this, but he said he's so damn good, along with his staff. Super creative with their offense. Love it." And that's it for this story.
Sounds like they really want that guy.
They sure do. Anyway, it's 8:07 right now, so this is usually the time where we put our break in now. Basically, you go here from station IDs to commercials. We have a lot of them. We got like 61 of them. It really matters to the people on who's listening, but we can put them in right now. So I'll show you how this works. It's a little sneaky. Yeah, last night we did trivia. It was pretty good. I think we got third place after round three because we got all 10 questions right.
Really?
Yeah. How many? You had to guess how many are like in whatever, and we got all 10 of them right, ironically. It was pretty wild.
You got 10 questions right and still third place, huh?
Yeah. We didn't have, and ironically, we never, near one of us teams, because there was two teams in the back, us, and there was the Curtis's team, that was teachers, for teachers, or whatever you call it.
Okay.
Yeah, and neither of us were called off, as mentioned in third, second, or even first place, for that matter, during, the first two rounds, but I think after third place, I think we were mentioned third place. I think teachers was mentioned at maybe at least in second place as part of a four-way tie.
Okay.
It was a four-way tie for second place. It was funny.
Did you win a t-shirt or anything?
A t-shirt?
Yeah, like this shirt I'm wearing right now.
I
won this shirt playing trivia.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I don't think I did, but I wish.
Yeah, it was a trivia night with the theme of Taylor Swift.
Oh, you were playing trivia with Taylor Swift? No way!
Not with Taylor Swift, but about her.
I wish it was Taylor Swift, though.
That would be something else.
Yeah, anyway, I gotta put this commercial in, guys, now. Alright. It's fun to talk with you, especially on the air.
Oh yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Cool. Yeah. Anyway, I think we're gonna play Problem by featuring Iggy Azalea by Ariana Grande. And the other one will be Ain't It Fun by Paramore. We're playing music for 2014, by the way. Specifically June of 2014. You see right here, we got like One Republic, One Direction, Justin Timberlake. All this stuff here you usually don't hear in 2024 anymore. I mean, you don't even see Post Malone on here yet. He didn't come around until like 2016, 17, around that point.
He kind of blew up real quick, didn't he?
Well, he wasn't around in 2014, but he came around until like 2016, 17, I think.
When did the Beer Bongs and Bentley album come out?
I think that was 2018, yeah.
2018, okay.
Yeah, anyway, coming up is Paramore and Ariana Grande. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
Welcome back to Fox Radio. That was Ain't It Fun by Paramore. I'm Daniel, and I'm here with the host of the show, Jesse Hackinson.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Jesse?
Good. Anyway, that was Daniel introducing the last song, which was Ain't It Fun. And now we're here for Food Talk. And we're going to kick things off with these quick and easy spring dinners. So here we go. Alright, let's see here what we got. These are quick and easy spring dinner ideas. Okay, these are spring dinners, something that I usually don't care about, but actually, let's go back. Let's read something different. Let's see here. Here's something we haven't read in a long time. Comfort food classics. We haven't read this since, like, 2023, early 2024, I think. Let's just read the top comfort food recipes. How about that, guys? All right. We're going to kick things off with something I think I might like for a change. Do you like Sloppy Joes?
I love Sloppy Joes.
Let's read that then.
I haven't had them in forever. My wife thinks they're gross, but I think they're wonderful.
Let's read this then. Easy Weeknight Sloppy Joes. This is found in my recipe collection under Mrs. Miss Khan's Barbecue. It was handed down from a neighbor of my great aunt sometime in the 1940s.
That's random.
Yeah, I know, right? I prefer to use ground round so there isn't so much fat. It gets better the longer it simmers.
That's typically the case, isn't it?
Seems that way. And that photo's by Billy Green, by the way.
Billy Green, what a legend, am I right?
I guess, yeah. Alright, it's ready in an hour and 20 minutes. It serves 6 to 8, and there's 8 ingredients. Here's the ingredients. You need 1.5 pounds of ground round, 3/4 cup of catsup, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of sugar for whatever reason, 2 tablespoons of mustard, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, 2 tablespoons of Worcester sauce, and 1 small onion.
Yes.
Okay. And there's 5 steps in these directions, so here we go. First, you want to cook the meat slowly in the skillet with a salt and onion. The small onion, yep. Then you want to, meanwhile, make the sauce by mixing together all other ingredients and cooking slowly over the low heat for 15 minutes. After that, drain, not much to drain, if you use ground round, and then add the meat. Then, let simmer for at least an hour, and stirring from time to time to let meat absorb the sauce. Finally, serve on toasted hamburger buns.
What kind of hamburger buns are your favorite? Do you like the ones with the sesame seeds on them, or do you prefer without?
Well, it depends. I like both, but usually since McDonald's quarter pounders, which is the ones I usually prefer mainly, have the sesame seed buns, that's the ones I usually go with.
Oh, I used to work at McDonald's.
Oh, wow. Which one? The one in Newburgh?
One in Washington.
The one in Washington? Which one in Washington?
I lived in a town called Spokane in Washington.
Oh, Spokane, huh?
Yeah, Spokane, Washington.
Cool.
I worked at McDonald's there on Market Street.
Cool. That's pretty cool. Anyway, we're going to read another one. I think we have time for maybe one more. Let's see if we can read a big one. Oh, yeah, this is another cool favorite of mine. The best pork chops.
The best ones?
My dad swears my sister makes the best pork chops in the world title. The longest title ever for a recipe.
That's like a Fall Out Boy song title, am I right?
I know, right? Pretty funny. Like, we didn't start the fire.
We didn't start the fire. Yeah, that's
and he wrote that, well, I mean, it's a cover of Billy Joel's song, but you get the idea.
But updated, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It covers stuff from 1989 to 2023.
From 19 what?
I think it covers, well, maybe 1990. Well, I think it's set on the cover art from 1989 to 2023.
Okay.
That's what I think the cover art said. But anyway, I'm just going to skip description here. It's ready in 15 minutes. It serves 2 to 4. Don't know how accurate that ready time is, but there's 8 ingredients. Here they are. 1 pound of pork chop, 1.5 cups of flour, 1 tablespoon of garlic powder, 1/2 tablespoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of pepper, 1 teaspoon of seasoning salt, gotta love that, water, milk, buttermilk, or egg wash can also be substituted if you like, and oil for frying. Here's the directions. First, you want to mix the dry ingredients in a resealable bag. Yes, Ziploc will work. Second, you want to rinse the pork chops under running water, toss them into a Ziploc bag, and shake to coat well. Third, you want in a cast iron skillet, you want to cook the chops in enough oil to come halfway up the side of the chops. For example, 1-inch chops need 1/2 inch of oil on medium-high heat for approximately 4 minutes each side, until going brown. Well, that doesn't seem too healthy, doesn't it? Frying pork chops?
I mean, pork is already not the most healthy meat, and then you're frying it? Yeah, that sounds like a bad combo, don't it?
It sure does! But anyway, for the last 30 seconds of cooking the second side, increase heat to high to cook the grease out of it. Grandmommy's secret for fried chicken. Again, it's fried. Blot on paper towels before serving.
That's because it's fried, yeah? And you don't want all that grease.
Yeah.
I used to eat breakfast at this restaurant, and every day we'd have to take a paper towel and soak up all the grease from the eggs and everything.
Yeah.
It was something else.
Cool.
I also had a cockroach in the orange juice one day.
Oh my god, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Such is life.
I guess. Anyway, it's 8:27 right now. I think we'll stop it here with those two recipes. Usually we tend to read, sometimes we end up reading 3 recipes, but sometimes we only end up reading 2 because we have to do like filling time or whatever, because because sometimes the recipes get too long or whatever, so there you go.
Right.
So anyway, we're going to go ahead and put the commercial in as normal.
Awesome.
Alright. You're also a music producer, too, aren't you?
I do produce music on
cool.
the side. Yep.
I think for our next segment, we're going to do TMZ news.
TMZ, let's talk about celebrities, am I right?
That's what it is, TMZ celebrity news, obviously. That's obviously the case. All right, let me see what we can play here. We're going to play Avicii, Wake Me Up. That is a classic.
Rest in peace, Avicii.
Yeah, he died back in 2018, by the way. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about that. And then after that, we're going to play Pitbull, Timber, featuring Kesha.
Sounds
so there
like
you
plan.
Go. We still got like a minute and 15 seconds left, at the least. So there you go. Is there anything else you want to talk about before we go to break?
How do you feel about Avicii?
He was a pretty good singer and EDM artist. I loved him back when he was still around. He also did Levels back in 2011, I think.
Wasn't he kind of famous for how he was introducing like more acoustic elements into EDM music?
Huh?
Wasn't he kind of famous for how he was introducing like acoustic guitar and stuff like that in EDM music?
Maybe, I don't know.
I don't quite remember. It's been a while.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
But anyway, yeah. Anyway, coming up, like I said, Avicii Wake Me Up from 2013, which is still currently on the charts from June of 2014, which is what we're currently playing music from, Like It or Lump It. And then after that, we'll play Pitbull featuring Kesha. Well, it's Pitbull, so there you go. And there you go. But anyway, coming up at 8:40 a.m., yep, 8:40 a.m. will be TMZ Celebrity News. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club will be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
Timber by Pitbull featuring Kesha. I'm Daniel, and here's your host, Jesse Hackerson.
Thank you so much, Daniel. That's a pleasure. Anyway, we're now going to kick it off this segment with TMZ Celebrity News. And to kick things off, we have Delonte West. And he's arrested yet again with taking an alarming mugshot. This is a TMZ Sports exclusive.
That's a rough photo.
It sure is, from TMZ Sports. Former NBA star Delonte West has been yet arrested again. TMZ Sports has confirmed. And based on this mugshot he took while in custody, it seems he's fallen on some very difficult times. According to a jail official, the ex-Boston Celtics point guard was booked in the Fairfax County Detention Center in Virginia at 4:35 a.m. on Thursday on two misdemeanor charges, violating conditions of release and resisting arrest. While being processed, West posed for a worrisome mugshot where he appeared to struggle to keep his eyes open. Now, basically what you do to read more is you gotta click here and open link a new tab. That's how I do it.
Okay.
The 40-year-old is currently being held on $2,000 bond and is slated to appear in court on Friday, the officials have said. Further details surrounding the allegations against him, however, were not made immediately available, though. West has made numerous run-ins with police since he left the NBA following the 2011 and 12 season, although at various points, though, the past 2 years, he seemed to get things back on track now. He now worked with Mark Cuban to go to rehab in 2020, and in 2022, he tried out for the Big Three in the hopes of resuming his basketball career. Excuse me. However, since the comeback attempt, he's been arrested several times, including twice in a 2-week span in the fall of 2022. But this story is still developing, by the way. Anyway, let's move on to the next story, which is a school crossing guard who's now been accused of giving kids vapes, edibles, arrested, and charged. Oh, wow, geez. And that's another mugshot twice on the road today.
That's another real rough photo, isn't it?
It sure is. A Pennsylvania crossing guard has drawn huge outrage. This after she was arrested for allegedly giving drugs to middle schoolers and even smoking weed with one of them.
Probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Cops in Delaware County handcuffed 26-year-old Kiara Lee, a Penwood Middle School employee, on Tuesday, after reports emerged witnesses had seen her giving children e-cigarettes and weed edibles.
Oh, she is not tall.
She sure isn't. In fact, I think she's high.
She's probably pretty high.
She is, yeah. There were loads of other similar claims against Lee. One student's guardian said Lee had been giving their children vapes and marijuana edibles. Now, we'll read this. Again, we have to open this up in a new tab. We just wait for this step. There we go. But that's not all. There are also claims Lee that stayed in touch with a student through text messages where they would swap stories about munching on edibles as well. Darby Bardo Chief Joseph Gabe didn't mince the words as he stated the obvious. While marijuana might not seem like a big deal to some folks in the community, I think we can all agree that crossing guards should not be providing narcotics, I should say, even if it's just marijuana to our kids. Lee's facing serious charges now. 2 felony counts of drug possession with intent to deliver, 2 misdemeanor counts of corruption of a minor, and 2 misdemeanor counts of possession of marijuana. She apparently couldn't post a $20,000 bail as well. So now she's cooling her heels in the Delaware County Jail. She's got a date in court for a preliminary hearing on June 14th as well.
Kind of feel like that's the cool teacher takes it too far kind of thing.
It sure does. Anyway, I think we've got time for one more story. This is a little bit more happier than the other two. This is about Travis Kelce. By the way, I think he's still dating Taylor Swift, I think.
They're still together?
I would hope so, but I don't know. It's been a while since I'm keeping up with him. Anyway, Travis Kelce, I'm just a genuine dude, but my life rocks. Let's see if he's still together. Travis Kelce wants everyone to know he's still a regular guy at heart, despite being a 3-time Super Bowl champ, podcasting juggernaut, up and coming actor, and yes, he still is, boyfriend to the biggest musician on the planet.
Who is that?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
The Kansas City Chiefs superstar opened up on just how awesome his life is during a sit-down with Good Morning America on Thursday. And while he's becoming one of the most famous athletes around, he said he's not taking any of it for granted. I'm so fortunate, so grateful of everything that's come my way in life, the 34-year-old has said. No way. I feel like I'm on top of the mountain, even after winning the Super Bowl and having the off-season I'm having. Living the dream, baby. Kelce has definitely evolved into quite the phenomenon on and off the field. Not only is he dating Taylor Swift, he's also getting a ton of new opportunities, including a role in Ryan Murphy's Road to Scory, an FX horror series that stars actress Nessie Nash. His show New Heights with his brother Jason is also topping the charts, and he recently did a collab with LSU gymnast and social media star Olivia Dunn for Accelerator Energy Drink. Kelce was asked how he would rate his life on a scale from 1 to 10, and he didn't mind boasting that he feels like it's off the charts, admitting that it's probably a 20 or even a 100. But despite being the biggest guy in sports at the moment, Kelce said it hasn't changed who he is as a person, even with his personal life, like dating Swift. Getting the spotlight all the time. Now, when you have good family and friends around you, it makes that aspect of life that much easier, Kelce said. I've always been a very grounded guy. It might not come off that way when I'm playing football, but off the field, I just want to be a genuine person. Kelce, who became the highest paid TE in NFL history after inking a $34.25 million extension with the Kansas City Chiefs, is having a year to remember now. And it's just only the first week of June. Not bad for a kid from Cleveland Heights, Ohio, you know.
Do you know how to tell if someone's a genuine guy?
How?
He says he's a genuine guy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You think he's gonna marry Taylor Swift?
Possibly, I don't know, we'll see.
We'll see.
That'd be even great, but yeah. Anyway, we're gonna put our commercial on now, as always. And coming up in the next segment, we're gonna do Pokemon Go, I think. You can stay with us, it's gonna be pretty fun too. Basically what I do is, for 10 minutes, I usually just play Pokemon Go on my phone here.
Okay.
In fact, I actually might try to get that speaker set up, actually, for a change, so we can hear it better, actually, my wireless Bluetooth speaker. So let's see what we can play here. I think we're going to play Calvin Harris' Summer, and what's the other one I play? Counting Stars by One Republic. So there you go. That's what we're going to play right as soon as this commercial break. Anyway, coming up is One Republic Counting Stars and Calvin Harris Summer. So there you go. And the next segment will be Pokemon Go for you guys. Coming up in the second half, the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club is Pokemon Go and probably Pokemon Sleep for you guys for Thursday, June 6, 2024. This is going to be great, especially since we have a guest host on the show. We will be right back with more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, the second half, on Thursday, June 6, 2024. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. We are now in the second half of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. And yes, Daniel is still with us. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, Jesse.
Great. And now we're going to play our Pokemon Go now. Well, I will, but you get the idea. And this is connected to our speaker. I think I can turn it up a little bit. Oh, there we go. That's better. That's good. That's much better. Fish Fist has sent me a gift. Let's see if we can beat Gyarados. Yeah, you got knocked out. No coins. Well, whatever. I don't really care. Just beating Gyarados. If that was mine. It was. Eh, might as well heal you. Okay. Come on. They probably killed a lot of gyms yesterday. Okay, I'm gonna worry about you. It looks like you're all re-healed anyway. Okay, there you go. This guy got 50 cents. And as always, when you click on this guy... Well, hold on. Check this out. When you click on the Pokemon, it plays their cry. I found that out.
Their what?
Check this out. When you click on the Pokemon, It'll actually do a little gesture. It'll play their cry.
Okay.
Let's see if we can heal you up too. Just have a feeling that guy did today. .3 kilometers during Adventure Sync. That's pretty cool. I still need 2 more kilometers to hatch this cool egg. Yeah, I got an egg defeating Arlo, the Team Rocket leader. Yeah, I defeated him by a landslide. It was hard, but I defeated him. And I'll worry about you later. I think I still have 1 more to revive, though. Use my last hyper potion. There we go. Winston found a candy. Yep, I love Winston. He's a Lycanroc dust form. And our dog, Winston, he also passed away, by the way.
I'm sorry?
We had a Minpin Chihuahua, but he passed away as well. I think he passed away in late May, I think.
Okay.
So, yeah, that was pretty sad, too, but yeah. But I still got this guy, though.
Winston.
Yep, that's my buddy, Winston. And that's Dustform Lycanroc. I've walked a total of 242.2 kilometers. Nice. So yeah, that's a lot of stuff there. Do I have anything in gym still? Yeah, I got 5 still in gym, so that's promising. But yep, it was today, yeah. We're near Galaxy Park. Let's catch the 2 more flying type Pokemon if there is any near here. No, there's not. Oh, great. Can still do the bonus, I think, which is free berries. This is Snubbull, by the way. That's a 2-day streak of the catch. I'll do the Pokestop later. That's not that bad. Never see this too often. They don't evolve though, but oh well. But they're pretty cool, I will admit. There's Bellsprout, what else? I'm gonna ball with the candy bear. I got a lot of candy because I did the event with this guy. I got so much candy. Stan, what do you know? Yep, 924. But that just gives me an arrow chunk of it anyway. Anyway, Slumbering Sands and Goomy. Goomy, I think, is on the 9th, which I think is a Sunday. So that's gonna be fun. Hatch 2 eggs. I'll probably keep that on there. There we go. Now I got 2 eggs incubating now. That's wonderful. Anyway, there's no more Pokemon on the board here. I remember Anho was trying to mess with Giovanni at Team Rocket on Pokemon Go, and he was unable to defeat him. But I managed to defeat Team Rocket leader Arlo at the Safeway Starbucks a few days ago.
Okay.
Which was I thought was kind of ironic, really. I barely defeated RO, but I still managed to defeat him. I just used a bunch of fire types, but I defeated him somehow. Oh. So that was pretty crazy, but yeah, I did it.
Nice.
But yeah, there you have it. That was Pokemon Go. In the next segment, we are going to do Pokemon Sleep. What I basically do is, you see right there, I have a Pokeball plus that tracks my sleep, and yes, I did track my sleep last night.
Okay.
So that way we'll be able to know how much sleep I got last night.
Oh.
Which will be really nice.
Nice.
So like you said earlier, you were wondering how much sleep I got last night, so there you go. Sort of.
Nice.
Funnily enough. Anyway, we're going to put our music in now. I just put the commercial break in just now. I'm going to put in 5 seconds of Summer. She looks so perfect. In her underwear. That's what it is. I think that's what he says in the song. This is what I remember. And after that, we'll play Nico and Vince, Am I Wrong? Seems fair enough. And then after that, we'll do Pokemon Sleep. We might do Pokemon Sleep in 2 parts. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Depends on how much time we can do for filler. But anyway, we still got like 1 minute and 10 seconds left, I think. Let's see if there's anything else on the board here. over to Team Rocket. But I don't think that's... I think that's it. Yep. I don't think we're gonna mess with Team Rocket, though. Yeah. Is there any raids going on? Not at the moment. The next one isn't until 9:30, so... Yeah, that's kind of unfortunate. Anyway, let's just get out of that, then. Here we go. Anyway, coming up is 5/6 of Summer, She Looks So Perfect, and Nico and Vince, Am I Wrong? We'll be right back with the, well, either way, yeah, we still got like 25 seconds left. But yeah, coming up is 5/6 of Summer, sometimes referred to as 5SOS, with She Looks So Perfect in Her Underwear, and Nico and Vince, Am I Wrong? Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys for Thursday, June 6, 2024. We'll be right back with Pokemon Sleep at 9:20 a.m. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. As always, known as 5SOS, She Looks So Perfect. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, we're back with me and Daniel. It is now time for Pokemon Sleep, so here we go. Alright, let's turn this up a little bit so you guys can hear this better. Alright, so the event exchange period has now ended. Your leftover event items were converted to the items listed below. There was an Entei event going on, and basically what it's trying to tell me is it turned the Entei biscuits into grape biscuits now. I had 3 of them, but I never used them, so it's just grape biscuits now.
Okay.
But, yeah. Yeah, we'll go ahead and do that. There's a problem. Oh, wait a minute. That's right. While I was at McDonald's the other day, I found out Pikachu was asleep, so it's probably I'm complaining about that. See right here? If I click here, it's not going to tell me, but the other day, it was yesterday, actually, but I discovered my Pokeball was blue at McDonald's, and I woke it up, but it lit up red, so it was too short, so yeah, that's not gonna count. But we can count the research we did last night, I should say. Anyway, enough chit-chat. that's funny. Wednesday, June 5th, which was yesterday. Long, heavy sleep. Didn't sleep a whole lot, though, I will admit. It's actually not really a good sleep score, actually. 71. That's not good. But I did go to sleep at 10:08, so that's good. I just didn't get a good sleep score. Oh, I see. It didn't track a whole lot of time. It knows I cheated today.
Oh.
Yeah, you see, this is... Sometimes I cheat with the Pokeball, but I think today it suspected what I was doing.
Oh boy, it got you, didn't it?
Today it did, yeah. Sorry to say. Yeah, Sorok's ain't gonna be happy. At least for the drowsy power, at least. Anyway, that was Larvitar. We got a new sleep style. That's some good news. Probably save that one for last, since it's new. I didn't realize we would have gotten a new one. There's quite a bit of Cubones here. Weepy sleep. Scrunchy bone sleep. Come on. There you go. Overturned sleep. Yep, that's the new one. Just four more to unlock new site. And that's it. There's just five, I believe. That's pretty cool. There's one hungry. We'll take it. Yep. This is enough points to get you in there. There you go. I would like a Cubone, though. I will admit that. How many points will they need? I think I can manage one of these. Let's give them the Great Biscuits now that I have these. One more up to the trick. Sorry about that. Alright, got a Cubone as well. Alright, I think that'll do it. I do that. Yeah, I'll leave that alone. Alright. Yeah, I'll leave it alone. Who cares? Should hopefully put me up. Yes, it did. Rank 30. Gave me a Great Biscuit back, something, whatever that is, and a Helper Whistle. This is the Helper Whistle. You can use those to get like 3 hours of ingredients and berries, I believe, in this game, which is pretty nice. And we've got two helpers as well. This is what's her name? Igglybuff. It's a female, level 11, nature jolly. Next. And Cubone, a little bit smaller size than the other one. It's a male, level 9, and Bashful. Oh, boy. There you go. Yep, see, this wasn't really one of the best days, but again, it just had suspected it. Give me Recovery Incense. I'll probably use that, actually, tonight. But I don't know how good it'll do me. Probably should have used it tonight. Last night, I should say. He's grade 5 now, the Snorlax. Don't remember if I fed him, though. I don't think I did. I'm gonna claim my sleep points. I think we're having to take a commercial break once we claim these. There we go. Turn that down a little bit, and for the last part, we'll do, last segment, I should say, we'll do Pokemon Sleep Part 2. How about that, guys? Anyway, we're just going to put our commercial break here, as of course. Let's wait, put it in, we'll just put this one in, there we go. That was the right one, yep. Be 3 minutes, I think it is. And now for our music. We are going to play, trying to think here. We're gonna play Iggy Azalea Fancy featuring Charlie XCX. Yep, that's a good one too, by the way. And try to think what else here. Something that's like 4 minutes. Let's see here. Let's play Ed Sheeran Sing. How about that? And coming up in the last segment will be Pokemon Sleep Part 2. Basically, what we're going to do in Part 2 of Pokemon Sleep is Snorlax wants breakfast. And we got to fix that, but we're going to wait that until 9:40 a.m., guys. So there you go. Anyway, we're going to feed Snorlax at 9:40 a.m. Let me check my missions really quick. These are just weekly missions. I'm just going to claim my 540 Dream Shards. There we go. And now I just got to find four more and to unlock a new area, otherwise known as Snowdrop Tundra. That's known as the Snowflake Place, or whatever you want to call it. You get 100 diamonds, you get a medium ingredient ticket, and a handy-dandy medium. I still got to find four more, though. I got pretty close, though, but if I had tracked my sleep the other day, the day during the Entei event before it was over with, then that would, yeah. Anyway, that was pretty unfortunate. But anyway, coming up is Iggy Azalea and Ed Sheeran right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. We're back with me and Daniel, and as always, we are now going to continue on with our Pokemon Sleep. Anyway, let's see what this medal is. Well, under Raikou. Raise 10 Pokemon to a specified level, 15. Did sleep research with your team's RP at a certain level, 4700. Number of normal-type Pokemon you've studied, 70. Number of fairy-type Pokemon you've studied, 70. It gave me a linking cord, a moonstone, and 15 and 15 diamonds for a total of 30 diamonds. Pretty cool, huh? Diamonds is basically a currency in this game where you can buy stuff in their store. Which I think is really nice. And it gave us more strength, of course. Pikachu!
Pikachu!
Yep, I love that cry. That cry never gets old. Time for breakfast. Not a lot I can cook here, but yeah, we'll probably just do a mixed curry. Give me the best ID, but it still looks pretty delicious. 3266, what's the final of this drink? 4572. It's just mixed, because I just used random ingredients. But it still looks good. I like it. The dish drink was 4572.
Okay.
And it might be big enough to put them up to Ultra 1 now. And it is. Yep, that's Zorax's cry. Yep. And check this out. Watch this. He gets bigger when he gets to a new rank. Like Ultra 1, he'll get bigger. When he gets to Master 1, he gets even bigger.
Okay.
So that's pretty nice. Berries that this Snorlax likes is Leppa berries, Figgy berries, and Citrus berries. They're just set for the field. That's pretty cool. Now I just need to find four more, like I said in the last segment, to get our deck skull completed, and then I think that we might be able to accomplish that this week. Probably by the end of this week, we'll see. But hopefully, we'll see what happens. It's 9:44 right now. We still got 6 minutes to go before this segment's over with. Well, technically almost five now, because it's like almost 9:45. Just waiting for Snorlax to finish his berries. There's like 31 left, as you can see. Well, sort of. There's a countdown here. There's like 28, 27. A countdown how many berries are left. As you, I don't know if you can see it that well, but it shows, there's like a countdown here. Let me zoom in a little bit. If you can, okay, you can probably see it now.
Okay.
There's like a countdown there that tells you how many berries are left. Like right here on the box there. 13, okay. 12, 11, 10. Yeah, that's how it is.
Okay.
And once it gets to zero, he's all done. Simple as that. And there we go. He's done now. Now, I think for a change, we're going to use a helper whistle. Where is that? Items. There we go. Yeah, let's go ahead and use a helper whistle. Actually, let's use an ingredient ticket small first. Give me green grass corn, 5 of those, and 5 moon moon milks. That's pretty cool. Now we'll go ahead and use the helper whistle. Go away. Use. Cool. Load it up. Open up the package. There we go. There's all our ingredients and bags there. They didn't really give me a whole lot of ingredients, I will admit, but gave me quite a bit of berries for Snorlax. And now, it probably gave about 53 at the very least. What's this here about? Oh yeah. Dream Cluster, small. Oh, there, come on, there you go. Now, right, who's one? Apparently, I never got Ultra 1 at Top of Hollow, which is where I'm at right now. Oh. I think I remember reading, I only got him to like Great 3 or 4 or 5. This is the first time I've gotten up this high now. Put a big effort into it, you know. Anyway, it is almost time to say goodbye to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Before we do, we're just going to wait for Snorlax to finish off. I'm not going to bother putting the commercial in right now. Because he is just about done. I'm not going to part with you, Ninetales. Besides, you only have 2 berries for me anyway. Just the priest at the 13, yep. You're the only one that needs attention, yeah. 9... 8, 7, 6, 5. Even that ain't gonna help any good. It's just halfway there anyway. 2, 1. And now he's officially done. And no one else, I don't think. Yep, that's what I thought. There's an air box there. Well, maybe we're not quite done yet. 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. There we go. Now we're done. Now we're officially done. Now we'll get out of that. Alright, that's it for Pokemon Sleep, and that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Now before we say goodbye, we're going to put our commercial break in. We usually just finish it off with a PSA, of course. Like this one. And we'll put our, where is it at? Let's just do this one. Whoa. Okay. Yeah, there you are. And we are going to play for for our final two songs, we are going to play, where are you at? Try to figure out this. Oh, there it is. It's not Sam Smith. It's The Closure, Latch, featuring Sam Smith. And then after that, we are going to play, for our final song, we'll play, trying to think here, I think we'll play, yeah, let's play Classic as the final song by MKTO, which I'll admit is a little bit less, but you know what, we got time to say goodbye anyway, because either way, yeah, there you go. Anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Remember, if you'd like to hear this later on demand, you can. It'll be on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, you get the idea, everywhere you go, just not YouTube, because again, I just can't get it on YouTube right now, unfortunately, but I'll try again later. Anyway, until next time, I am Jesse Atkinson, and of course, as always, you can announce your name too.
I am Daniel.
Until next time, goodbye everyone!
Goodbye everybody.
Put your phone on D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always sing with me. So put your phone on D&D, that means that do not disturb when you're driving and when you're going from point A to B. I need you to stay safe, please, so always remember this beat.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.